The creator of the TV show Black-ish is Kenya Barris. Kenya Barris, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good.
How are you?
I'm good.
Now, your show is loosely based about your own life?
It is. It is.
So where are you from?
I'm from L.A. I'm from Inglewood. And, you know, my wife's a doctor. I have 5 kids. And, you know, it kind of centers around that and starts from basically we both sort of came up in a different situation than we are in now, but mm-hmm. and our kids are coming up in a way different situation than we grew up, and it made us sort of look at that, and that's where the idea of this came from.
So on Thursday nights, y'all watched The Huxtables, huh?
Absolutely.
And not so much now.
Not so much now.
Not so much now.
I talked with Anthony Anderson, and he didn't want to be compared to the Cosby Show. But I noticed in the promos, they say right in the promos, not since the Cosby Show, Black-ish on ABC. How do you feel about that?
You know, it's interesting you said that. I mean, any comparison to the Cosby Show, of course, would be an honor. But I do definitely feel like it bothers me sometimes that, you know, people would say it's a black show or I feel like it's a show. And, you know, and like, you know, Modern Family is not a white show. You know, but we are a show that we're proud to have an African-American, predominantly African-American cast, mm-hmm. but it's a family show. And I think
and
that's
very good. Yeah.
I think that's where the comparison to the Cosby Show should stop, you know, because as much as I love the Cosby Show and I think it was an amazing show that I grew up on, it was, you know, something that will always stay with us. I feel like we set out to do something sort of different. I think the Cosby Show was about a family that happened to be black.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a show, and we wanted to do a show about a family that was absolutely black.
Absolutely black.
And I think that's where, you know, the big difference between our show is it's about what it's like to be, you know, a black family who's made something for themselves and sort of looks up and sees their kids in a different, you know, living in a different place right now and how that relates to the world around them.
I love the casting. Lawrence Fishburne steals it, man. He steals it.
I literally seeing him walk and see Lawrence Fishburne saying my words. I sometimes look down like, is that Lawrence Fishburne?
You don't have him say a lot, but when he whatever he says, he nails it. He kills it. He steals the scene. And those little kids,
they're amazing. They're like, and they've been like that literally since the audition. Like, we knew. All those kids, we knew very, very, very quickly. We were like, we have something really special. And they're like family. They honestly are. You see those guys walk around. They, like, play with each other. They're sitting there. And it honestly feels like you're with a little family every week.
And how does your family feel about the portrayal on television?
They love it. I think, you know, sometimes it has, of course, it causes problems. I think my son probably gets the most enjoyment out of it. My son is 7, and he thinks he's Jack. My son, Bo, during the spanking episode, after it was over, he looked at me and he goes, "Ah, wow, that was a close one."
I like the spanking episode.
That was a close one. We almost got it that week, Dad.
I like that spanking episode. I think every family can relate, every black family especially, can relate to this, growing up in this, what they call the post-civil rights era, post-racial,
which is not so uh-huh. post-racial.
Yeah,
it's absolutely not.
It's really not. It's more racial than ever before.
That's what made me do the show. Is I feel like we're talking about race honestly, openly, less than we ever have, and we have more going on that needs to be talked about than ever. Ferguson to me was, you know, completely based upon a community, or at least the riots within that community and things that are going on in the community, was basically because she saw a community who really didn't feel like they had a voice, you know, because no one was really talking to them. No one was really hearing them. And now you see what happened. So I think that's so
important. Are you going to do an episode around Ferguson or Eric Garner in New York or Trayvon or anything like that? Are you going to address that in Black-ish as well?
I don't think right now we have that plan, you know, and I think that just to be sensitive to that subject, I think that comedy can handle a lot of things, but at the same time, I feel like that is so still fresh.
Mm.
We didn't do our spanking episode was not made to address the Adrian Peterson thing. We did that long before because it's something that just organically we all felt was part of what this family would do. A lot of families of every race would deal with. But I do feel like there are, you know, we would love to do something that talks about just injustice and how the kids sort of stand up to it. We're doing a Martin Luther King episode, which is something we really, you know, I'm proud of, and something we feel like that we will, as we try to do on the show, we'll handle in a different way. But just, you know, kind of teaching the kids about standing up for things and what it means to be someone who takes a stand against injustice.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Congratulations.
Great show. You've already been signed for a second season, right?
We have not. We have not, but I have my fingers crossed.
Well, so do we.
Well, thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, man, it's a great show.
I really, really appreciate it.
Kenya Barris. Wednesday nights.
All right, well, thank you. Wednesdays at 9:30, 8:30 for sure.